Ed, good afternoon, everybody, from the Grand Hotel. Finished our round. Have a glow on. It's just a perfect day here for golf. Not too warm, not too cool, not too windy. The movers and shakers have left. The swingers have moved in. And naughty little listener, I'm talking about golfers. A business that brings in $4.2 billion in economic impact to the state of Michigan every year, employing 60,000 people. And the one thing that kind of blew me away here, one out of every three rounds is involving lodging and restaurants. It involves an overnight. So that tells you how it drives the tourism economy. And the idea of resort golf and golf tourism began in the state of Michigan right here on Mackinac Island. I'm joined by Grant DeMoss, Director of Golf for the Grand Hotel. Grant, I know you weren't around back then.
No, I was not.
But I think the Grand Hotel may have been amongst the earliest regions that said, look, there's this crazy thing coming over Scotland where people are chasing balls with sticks. We got to be part of that because they're going to want to seek that as a leisure activity when they come to a resort like this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about how you would characterize the Jewel, because I think it's a well-named.
Yes. You'll use the word magic a lot. You'll hear that, and I think that is exactly what it is. It's a magical experience. It's the only golf course in the world where you take a horse-drawn carriage from the front nine to the back nine. And then the other thing that's incredible about this course is the front nine and the back nine are separated by almost 100 years. The front nine was built in 1904, about that time when we started getting the steamboat companies and the railroad companies to bring these, you know, high-end people to come and enjoy Mackinac Island. And then in 1997, we built the Woods, which is in the interior of the island, and that's more of your modern contemporary golf course. So you've got the 1904 Golden Age course down here, and then in the back, you've got the Woodlands. So those two combined create the Jewel, and it is a magical experience.
Well, we know that the movie Somewhere in Time was captured here. It was filmed here. I found that experience, Somewhere in Time experience, stepping out onto the Jewel. Because you truly look upon Mackinac Island, which the homes, the little stone church, that hasn't changed in over a century.
Yeah.
And then you have this golf course that in terms of very nicely manicured greens, very narrow fairways,
right,
is modern in that sense. But in terms of the layout and the fact that, you know, we're not playing with hickory shafts anymore.
Right.
So we're driving it over 210. that was one of those things that, you know, I mean, you do feel like you step back in time. It was very cool.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your morning round. What was your highlight?
Hey, I started out with two pars, and then the wheels came off on number seven.
Well, and you,
this, which is a par three, which is a Kodak. There are so many Kodak moments.
Oh, yeah.
On that nine, that it actually distracts you a little bit from the golf because you're just kind of. And I would think it might slow play a little bit.
It does from time to time
because you just want to sit there and look at the straights. And you get to see over the rooftops of Mackinac Island.
Were there any cruise ships in the harbor this morning for
Not
you?
Not this morning.
Okay.
They were there yesterday. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about that later on. I learned a little bit more about them, and I want to share that with my listeners. But so, yeah, that was this kind of weird Chris Reeve out-of-body experience stepping out there. Now, Dave, your manager here, said, do not take driver on number two. It's 296 yards.
He's
you could
a smart
be tempted
man.
To go at it. And, you know, he was a smart man who was trying to impart some good golf wisdom on a guy that just isn't very susceptible to that. So I took driver there, and I'll be doggone. I put a pin high and didn't get it on the green, but, you know,
yeah,
it was,
good
but
shot.
It's a fun challenge,
oh, yeah.
Right? And if you're here to have fun, those are the things that matter. But you're right. You couldn't get a more distinctive and different experience. I mean, I was reminded of, like, St. Ives, a lot of really nice forestation back there.
Yeah.
Saw some critters. You've got a big buck that left a mark on one of your greens overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a small family of them. So if you saw his path, that's a rarity. But the other thing that you've been lucky to have is this time of year, it's normally really cool. And today, as you mentioned, it's warm and the flowers everything is just popping right now. I mean, when you were out on the golf course today, it probably had to resemble something a little bit like Augusta.
It was weird because as all of the folks from the Chamber of Commerce event were leaving, I don't think a lot of other folks had come on yet. So we had the course kind of to ourselves, which I would imagine is a pretty special thing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
How many rounds do you do here, and when does it really kick into high gear?
So we really kick into high gear next week once everybody gets out of school, families start traveling, June 10th to about Labor Day. That's our busiest times. During the middle of the week, we'll see 70 rounds on average, and on our busiest days, we'll see 120 people.
Do you find what percentage are Michiganders that are doing a one gas tank trip?
Well, last year, I would say it was probably like 70% to 30%, and since we've been on the radar as, you know, the number one island in continental U.S.,
yes,
we're starting to get people from Texas, getting people from Alabama, getting people from Georgia.
Was that USA Today?
I believe so. No,
yeah.
I mean, today I took care of some people who came all the way from Germany. So it's just we kind of put our hands out, and we're getting a lot of people that, I mean, it's a hidden gem. Growing up in Michigan, we know a lot about Mackinac Island, but being across the world, there's a lot of people, they just heard about it this year.
Well, and there's obviously another 18 on the island as well.
Yeah,
so you've got an opportunity to, you know, if you want to play 36 in a day, that runs an even broader experience.
Oh, yeah. And that's Washkamo, and that's a traditional link-style golf course, and we don't even consider ourselves competitors with them because Chuck, the other pro over there, we've got two totally different experiences, and we want people to experience it together. So we've actually talked about next year doing kind of a travel package where you play with us and then play with him, and they do have the Hickory Clubs over there.
For those of us that want to relive those days, now I think I better have my clubs with the steel shaft just because I'm pretty awkward. Do you talk to me about some of the stay and play packages that you have?
So our big one, which we have going on this weekend, and then we'll have going on in the fall and in the late fall, is Michigan Golf Live. That's held by Bill Hobson. He's got a great group of people that have been coming up for a couple of years now, and it just keeps growing each year. That includes your room and then unlimited golf. And then we have the Endless Celebration. Those are add-on packages where you can add your pay and play.
How late can you play up here in July?
Well, it's great. You know, we're pretty north of the equator, so it doesn't get dark here till 9:30. But we sent our last tee time out at 7 o'clock, and you can get in a quick 9. Easily.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
Oh, yeah.
I've played up until 10 sometimes. You know, you can get out there and whack it around. But it was great. I have strode the lane there, coming up to the Grand Hotel for 40 years, always wanted to somehow find time to get on that course and play the Jewel.
Oh,
and
so that was the first time today?
That's the first time
I've
ever
played. Well,
I'm
glad I was here.
You know what? So this is my take. It's like a charming older gentleman.
Yeah.
Who just exudes charm and that grace that comes from a different time period. But then he might want to have eyes on your wife, you know? And that's just kind of what the course was doing to me. It was the first few holes were very charming and nice, and then 7, 8, and 9, he just wanted to take every ball out of my bag. It was a ton of fun.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much, Grant. Appreciate it. And have
Thank
a great
you for
summer.
Having me.
When we come back, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, she has spent a number of months doing a deep dive, researching into gun violence, not about the legal, constitutional wrangling, but looking at it as a health issue and how we maybe should be looking at this a different way. Karen McDonald, next on The Guy Gordon Show.